Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
The juice is loose. The juice is loose. Yet again, James Orenthal Simpson is back in the limelight, captivating America. I know. I started laughing for.
No, my buddy Jess texted me this. I don't know why they had him on every channel. He should run for president. He might win.
Well, is it a coincidence that Ford is reintroducing the Bronco? Do I smell a cheap spokesperson?
Well, yeah.
Maybe I'd have got away if I'd have had this new Bronco. Oh, the jokes are flying out there. Yet again, America is captivated by O.J. Simpson. He is going to be released on parole. I don't know, man. I don't even know if there's anything else to say.
Who cares? But he's being released.
He's being released.
He's been a model prisoner.
Do you believe it?
I believe he's been a model prisoner, but why wouldn't you be? If you're a model prisoner, you get out earlier. I mean, he could have sat for 33 years.
Yes. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about, before we get to the Tigers, let's talk about the Brewers, because...
Let's not.
Yesterday they lost.
Another one-run game.
They're losing in the ninth inning, 4-2. And
they lost in 10 yesterday, 3-2, because they blew a save again.
Your
up
boy?
2-1, going into the ninth.
Who gave it up? Was it Knievel?
Knievel, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads me. Is there anything really left to talk about as far as the Brewers go right now? They get swept by the Pirates. I was thinking, well,
they didn't get swept
yet.
They still got one more inning.
I understand that, but I was thinking at least they're going to go play Philadelphia.
Yeah,
who is awful. But the Pirates aren't that good either, so maybe they're going to.
Well,
you know,
Pirates are one of the hottest teams in baseball since June 15th. I heard that today because I was watching the game.
I didn't realize that.
And
of course, I don't follow
the
National
they win today,
much.
The Pirates will be. Exactly 500, and three games out of first. And the Cubs will be one game out of first after their 5.5 at the All-Star break. That's how quickly that 5.5 game lead dissipated.
Well, I think the Brewers front office is just slightly starting to hit the panic button because the rumors are flying about lots of players possibly going to the Brewers, including two Tigers.
Yes, Justin Verlander.
And Justin Wilson.
They need both of them.
Which, by the way, Justin Wilson blew a save last night in the ninth inning.
Well, everything about the Brewers right now is in bad news. So they need to make some good news out of this.
Justin Wilson has interest from the Red Sox, the Astros, and the Brewers for prospects. They're all talking prospects, which I'm fine with. From the Astros, number one, I think they have the strongest farm system. Brewers are probably in the top seven in Major League Baseball. I'm not so sure about the Red Sox farm system. They seem to kind of be on the same path as the Tigers the last few years. Anytime you see a club that has been very competitive year after year for a while, generally speaking, their farm club is a little barren compared to the Astros are stocked to the gills with incredible talent.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. We shall see. One more note on the Brewers' Meeba last night. He stopped his own Major League Baseball record of recording a strikeout in 46 consecutive appearances. He had no strikeouts. That was a Major League record. I didn't even know that he was on that pace.
Neither
46
did I.
Straight games with a strikeout.
46 is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to the Tigers, let's talk a little bit about the LA Dodgers, who have done something no one's ever done.
Best 35-game streak in the history of baseball.
Now, to be clear, everybody, they have not won 35 games in a row.
31-4.
But they have won 11 in a row.
31-4.
That's insane.
I mean,
they were
hovering around 500.
How far are the Astros behind them now?
The Astros?
Yeah.
Oh, and this regular three games.
That's pretty impressive. That tells you how strong Houston is, too.
Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers in their division have an 11-game lead, which it was one like a month ago.
We need to watch the next time that Houston and L.A. are matched up.
Yeah, I don't think they play this.
They don't have another interleague?
I don't think so.
I thought they did. I thought I remembered seeing that, Steve.
No.
Double check that.
Okay.
But let's go on to the Tigers here real quick. Now, the Tigers actually looked pretty good yesterday, I have to admit. Verlander had a couple of rough moments, but generally speaking, he looked very good, I thought, last night. Mikey Mahtook, again, a two-run shot off of Kelvin Herrera in the top half when Moss doubled off the wall and centered a drive in the tying run. I mean, this is very timely baseball right now for the Tigers, and if it wasn't for a ninth-inning sack fly by no other than Alex Gordon, the Tigers were right there in this game. After winning four in a row, ninth inning, one-run loss in the last five games. That's it. I'm pleased with how things are looking right now. I still think that they should be, I have to say, I still think they should be actively listening to good deals on the players that are, you know, trade bait still. Alex Avila, Justin Wilson. I still think Justin Verlander, unfortunately, as much as I love him, if they can get an incredible deal put together for him, I think the Tigers should still at least consider it.
Yeah. So you're saying it's over for the season?
They could have had a four. They could have cut everything to four games last night. Indians lost two.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's five games. I understand. It's a lousy division as far as records.
By the way, Bruce Rondon, he looked good last night. A scoreless eighth inning. So Wilson let things slip through their fingers. Anyway, Verlander six hits, one walk, seven innings, striking out eight. And it was, again, I even called it yesterday. I said, look at this. Seventh inning, he's looking great. Boom.
Yep.
Seems like it happens every time with Justin Verlander. Looks so good for six innings.
Pull him after the sixth.
Michael Fulmer trying to get his fifth straight win, or win his fifth straight start, I should say, when they meet in their final of the four-game series tonight. Danny Duffy, who's a lefty, he only gave up one run in the ninth inning of a 1-0 loss to the Rangers last Sunday. So he's pitching well. We'll see what happens. What do you think? Anything else? You still thinking August 1st they're going to be in first?
No, I said the end of August.
Oh, okay.
I said August 1st.
Fine.
I don't know. Take a break and come back with the British Open.
Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back at the Outdoor Show. Second half coming up.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
Marquette Golf Club.
Well,
we enjoyed a nice evening last night. It was perfect weather.
It really was.
There's no wind.
The greens were holding everything last night.
It was nice. We won 11-7.
We won
10-8. Yeah, there you go.
And we started out three holes in a row. Boom, boom, boom. Including the second hole of our round where I birdied it on my own.
Oh, this is a real sports show.
Drive, 8-iron, putt.
Oh, my God.
Birdie.
Really? Wow.
What about you? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me there.
We putted for eagle twice. Didn't make either one.
Oh. We absolutely fell apart at the end of our round. We should have won a lot more.
All right, anyway, on to sports.
Marquette Golf Club, 225-0721. Give them a call. And the clubhouse is open to the public. Okay, quickly here before we get to the British Open, I just want to mention J.D. Martinez got hit, left the game in the Diamondbacks since he's been traded to the Diamondbacks. He got hit in the hand. And it looks like x-rays have come back negative.
So he's
They were freaking out. The Diamondbacks our whole organization was like, are you kidding me?
We just traded in his first game.
We just gave him our number two prospect and two others. Which, by the way, Lugo is considered, he went from number two in the Diamondbacks organization to 12 in the Tigers. And I can't remember, Alcaterra, whatever the pitcher's name. Or no, he was the other shortstop. He was 18. The other guy, I didn't even see him.
Okay.
Just letting you guys know, that was not a bad trade.
No.
Even though J.D. Martinez is my favorite freaking Tiger.
Yeah, all-star last year.
Okay, British Open quickly. What's up? How's Lefty doing?
Not so good. Lefty's at three over. The leaders, though, are some pretty good names. Jordan Spieth is tied for the lead with Brooks Koepka and Matt Kuchar, all at five under.
What about Rory?
Paul Casey and Charles Schwartzel is at four under. I didn't see Rory. I saw him earlier. He was very much struggling.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Jason Day,
I, you know. All right, well, now you're just looking for names.
Well, they're still on the course, right?
Some are. Not many. They're almost all done right now. I know that there was Marco Mira shot 11 over, so I don't think he's going to make the cut.
Marco Mira, he's still playing golf?
John Daly's playing. Come on.
Well, anytime you win it, you get the invite back, I think, every year, right?
Yes.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.